Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Dr. Robert H. Bennett. He's the Executive Director of Luther Academy. Good morning, Dr. Bennett.
Good morning, Andy. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Glad to have you with us this morning. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us. Tell us about the Luther Academy. What is Luther Academy?
Well, Luther Academy has been around for quite a while. It started in 1991 with the thought of making sure there's good confessional Lutheran publications and abilities to help pastors in many parts of the world that have not had a strong theological education. So we really have two sides. In the U.S., we do a lot of publications. Logia, many people would be aware of that. The Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series is our publications. Pieper Lectures, the Congregation of the Lutheran Confession. So a lot of publishing in the U.S., and most of our time is spent, when we're not doing the publishing, is providing continuing education for pastors really all over the world. We're so blessed to have such an education here as pastors, and yet in many countries they don't have the opportunity of a strong theological education, so we go and try to help provide that for them.
Very good. So it's a way of supporting pastors with a good, solid theological education, theological foundation. But recently, Luther Academy made a move. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary now.
Well, that seems fitting to be at a seminary campus if you're providing theological resources for pastors. Making the move, and you are the fairly new executive director of Luther Academy, correct?
Yes, came on September 1st, so only been a few months here, and it's been a great whirlwind so far.
Well, tell us about some of the work that you've been doing since you've joined Luther Academy as the executive director.
Well, we continue on with what Luther Academy has been doing so effectively all of these years. I just returned from India, for instance, and we had a symposia in a place called Guntur, India, where we had over 400 pastors, many of them Lutheran, but many of them also from various denominations who came to hear a thoroughly Lutheran symposia. Dr. Michael Albrecht was there with me, and also Dr. Detlef Schultz, and we do that yearly. So I just returned Saturday evening from that. At the same time, we had a kind of a historic conference taking place in Mexico. We had the entire assembly of the Lutheran Church that we're in fellowship with there, and all their pastors, and we put on a three-day class for them on biblical hermeneutics, something that's very important for them. And so that's just in the last couple of weeks. So lots more going on coming forward.
Well, very good. And so in the coming year, it sounds like you have plenty of work to do. You visited India. Any other places that you plan to be visiting in the year ahead?
Well, we just in South America alone, we have 10 conferences, 5 in Mexico alone, which will be 4 more to come there. So we'll be in places like Paraguay, Venezuela, Panama, a number of places there. Looking forward to a conference in the Philippines, our first time there, starting a 5-year series in the Philippines this year. Hong Kong, Macau, Prague, Poland. I can keep going.
No, the publications that you provide, are they published in different languages or primarily English? How do you go about the language differences with your publications?
Well, up to this point, the publication side has been mostly for support of the pastors in our context here in the United States. So we continue to support pastors all over the world. We've done so through our publications here and through the conferences and other places, although we've come to a change now. Our dogmatic series is in the process of being translated into Spanish, a joint work that we're doing with a seminary in Buenos Aires. And also some requests now to start translating these works into Chinese to be used both on mainland China and places like Hong Kong and Macau and things like that. So we're just now moving into a broader translation scheme for our works. So it's just quite exciting. In addition, we have, you know, it's been, for those who follow the Dogmatic series, it's been quite a while since we've had any new volumes come out. And we've got, I think, 7 new volumes scheduled here in the next few years, which will be quite exciting as well.
How many people, you know, who make up the contributions for these writings?
The writings are generally taken from the best scholars we can find on any particular topic. You know, so some of the past works on baptism, for instance, we had Dr. David Scare. Some of the works coming forward, like one we have coming up soon, would be on the Holy Trinity of Dr. Carl Beckwith. A number of professors here at Fort Wayne Seminary are writing volumes as well. I know Anthropology and Sin is going to be coming soon from Dr. Detlef Schultz. So we try to find the best Lutheran theologians that we can put our hands on that have the time to work on these projects and use them. And also for our conference side, we have fellows that generally work in different parts of the world, and a lot of them are also at the same time professors here at Concordia Theological Seminary.
Tell us about, you mentioned the conference, tell us about the conference.
The conferences, as I said, that's the continuing education conferences. Sometimes there's symposias, and sometimes they're actually training. So the India conference I was just at, that was a symposia. So a large number of people hearing different theological papers presented. But in many of the places, we actually put on a 5-day or longer continuing education class where, for instance, the presiding bishop of a particular area or church president might say, you know, our pastors really need some assistance in the area of preaching the law and gospel or speaking about the Lutheran understanding of baptism or the Lord's Supper. And so we'll come in with resources, translators, and provide a week-long or longer class or conference on those type of topics.
Very good. And how can we find out more about Luther Academy, what's going on, stay up to date with what's going on with Luther Academy and offer support?
Sure. LutherAcademy.com would be our webpage, and also very easy to find on Facebook as well. And Facebook's very timely. The webpage has kind of the more of the concrete, long-range things we're working on, but if you want a kind of a daily update on what's happening, Facebook is a great place. If you go to the website, however, you can join onto the email list, and we send out periodic emails of all the wonderful things that we have happening, and it's just amazing how much we have coming forward here. It's a great time to be a part of Luther Academy, and we give thanks for all the wonderful people that support us.
Well, very good. Very good. Anything else coming up in the coming year that you'd like for us to know about with Luther Academy, or anything else you'd like to share with us today as we wind down our time here?
Sure. In addition to the wonderful volumes of the Confessional and Dogmatic series, and I'll just give you a quick rundown of what's coming because so many people have been asking me. We have one on prolegomena. We have one on the Trinity, on Scripture, creation, anthropology and sin, justification, life in Christ. And we're also working on a very interesting series of the works of Dr. Kurt Marquardt. And the first volume that's going to be coming out on that is he put together a dogmatics for the laity that would never have been published. And so we're working on that and hoping we'll have that out this year. But I could go on and on. We've got tons of things going on, and they're all outstanding. And we give thanks to the Lord for letting us to do these things and providing for us as well.
I'm glad.
And if any congregations want to visit, send me an email. I can get the email off the site and be happy to do that too.
I'm glad you mentioned resources for the laity. I know that the main work of Luther Academy is supporting pastors in their work, but how might clergy benefit from the work of Luther? I mean, how might laity benefit from the work of Luther Academy?
Well, the primary audience is pastors, providing resources for them. The best thing a pastor can have is a well-educated laity. I've been a pastor in congregations for many years before I took this position here and also at the seminary. And if you have strong, theologically educated laity, they keep you sharper. They keep you on your game, and they keep you in what you've promised to do as being a faithful pastor. And all of our resources, while they're geared specific towards pastors, I know that we have a large readership through Lugia and through our Dogmatic series that are not pastors, that are just faithful lay people who want to know. You know, they don't want to necessarily go to seminary and be pastors, but they want to know good, strong Lutheran theology, and that's what we provide for them.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Dr. Bennett, for being our guest today. And again, the website and contact information where we can find out more about Luther Academy?
Sure, lutheracademy.com. And then also you can find us on Facebook through Luther Academy as well.
Very good, on Facebook and lutheracademy.com. Thank you so much for being our guest today and talking with us about Luther Academy, all that's going on there. And thank you for your work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate having me on, and have a wonderful day, you and all the listeners as well. May the Lord bless you all.
Thank you. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We're going to study today with Pastor Paul Frank from Hosanna Lutheran Church in Mesa, Arizona. We're going to get into Romans chapter 10 today, verses 1 through 21. Hope you can join us for that. All coming up right after AP Radio News and the weather right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.